What we need are some tiny habits that both restore your sense of safety and help you get more activated and regulated. We Americans live in this hyper-individualistic society. The messaging we constantly get is that self-help and self-care are the most important tools for mental health, but that's not how our nervous system works. Our nervous system actually depends on people to regulate. We need co-regulation to soothe or activate in a sustainable way. You need to be around people, so please reach out or put yourself in situations where you're gonna be around good people. Here are some of the best, most soothing and activating types of connection for your nervous system. Laughing, hugging, eye contact, talking, just being in a loved one's physical presence. I really believe that most of us need to take action to make this happen, and that might look like scheduling a recurring lunch date, or making a plan with friends to take turns in each other's gardens, or even just something like volunteering at a school or nursing home. These can all help us get more of that eye contact and person-to-person interaction that tells our nervous system, oh, I'm actually safe. I can actually connect with people. I've got people who have my back. And it sends that message of safety to your nervous system.